Welcome to Remind Podcast. This is your reminder to live in the present moment. Be here, be now. Maybe you're still, maybe you're moving, but Remind is here to give you simple needed reminders and tips to reshape your mind and fill your day with positivity. This is your host, Carson Ryder, and I invite you to listen to today's message with an open heart, an open mind, so that we can grow together in this safe space. Guys, what led me to talk about this is I feel like I've been struggling a lot with seeking gratification, seeking distractions from myself, what's really kind of going on in my brain. It's weird because I'm not really going through a lot, but I don't know if you guys have ever felt this, like maybe you're not going through a lot or maybe you're going through a lot, but it's just easier to fill yourself with things that feel good instead of living in the present moment and letting even the bad and the good come. So I just wanted to put this reminder out. Be in the present moment. Let those good emotions come. Let those bad emotions come. But most importantly, go after they come. And I just wanted to share some things with you guys today. You know, let's go ahead and take some deep breaths together. Let's just inhale. Exhale. I'm not sure what air you're breathing, but hopefully it smells good. Let's do one more inhale. And an exhale. Feel the weight of your head, the weight of your arms. Maybe you're sitting, maybe you're standing, maybe you're driving, listening to this. Just take a moment and be present. Maybe you're gripping your steering wheel right now. Maybe you're in the middle of cooking. Maybe you're cleaning. What are you doing right now? And what is so good about it? There's so many things that are so good about it. A bad habit that I tend to have is that instant gratification, that attention and validation seeking. I want to avoid the bad feeling. I want to avoid feeling alone. And sometimes before I get to doing the things that I love to do alone, sometimes there's a voice in my head that tells me, you know, oh, like you want something else that's not really fulfilling. I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know if that happens to you guys, but I feel like a lot of this can be combated by being in the present moment. I wanted to read you something that I read today, and maybe this will make it make more sense, but this line is on page 181 of Rest in War by Ben Stewart. It says, "We spend hours upon hours staring into screens, knowing they produce a sense of isolation, depression, anger, and anxiety. We keep doing it because we think we are supposed to. Take control of your life. Prioritize soul-restoring rest. In the name of Jesus, enjoy the world he made and thank him the whole time you're doing it." It proceeds to ask, "What brings you joy? What brings you joy? What makes you laugh? What makes your eyes light up? What do you look forward to? What do you check the calendar for again and again to make sure it's still there because you just can't wait to experience it? If you aren't living like this at some level, then you are completely missing out on how God intended life to be lived." Guys, there's so much power within us, and distractions only limit that. I'm not sure exactly how to end this. Oh my gosh, my cat's playing in the background. Yeah, you guys are here with me, so I wish you could see it. But you can definitely hear it. It sounds rough, but I promise you they love each other. But when was the last time that you reached deep? That, I don't know, maybe you look in the mirror. Maybe you just take some deep breaths and look at the sky, look at the trees. I'm not sure what this means to you, but I hope that you can take whatever resonates. If you need to go back and ask yourself those questions or listen to me ask you them, maybe journal about them. What are things that bring you joy? What are things that make you laugh, that are soul fulfilling? You know, I feel like a lot of times we don't really know what, we know kind of what makes us happy, but feel like it's easier to name things that are more, I'm not sure, like instant gratification versus actually fulfilling, because it's easier to do the instant gratification. But guys, I believe in you, and we're all in this together. We're all on this journey. I'm learning so much every day, and I'm not perfect, but with this past week, I have been trying to practice mindfulness more and fill in my days with, I don't know, things I like to do, like that get me towards my goals, because that makes me feel good. And I hope that you can do the same, you know? And instead of scrolling, maybe you go dance. Instead of liking random people's pictures online and comparing yourself to them, maybe you can go read a book. I'm not sure. Whatever feels right to you. If this resonates, take it. If it doesn't, leave it. But let's just all strive to be in the present moment together, to live, to laugh, to love, meet new people, try new things, and go into this day with confidence. I love you guys so much, and God bless you.